This year's Live Arts in Philly Fringe officially kicked off last evening. Inspired by Edinburgh's renowned Fringe Festival, Philadelphia's version took root in 1997. Over the next several weeks, galleries, bars and public plazas will be among the ordinary spaces turned into venues for experimental performing arts. Some people are also transforming, stepping away from their day jobs and out of their comfort zones. Now WRTI's Susan Lewis takes a broad look at the festival and a close-up on how one live arts show is turning ordinary people into dancers.
There are two parts to this wild garden of artistic endeavor that flowers each September. The curated Live Arts Festival has about 16 works, but there are close to 150 shows, 800 performances, in the uncurated Fringe, which Live Arts and Philly Fringe producing director Nick Stuccio describes as an adventure.
There's no adjudication at all. In fact, it's anti-curatorial. It's kind of like natural selection, though. You know, the work that really hits, hits big, and sometimes some of the work doesn't hit, and it's kind of tough.
Philly Fringe director Craig Peterson says while some artists are new to the Fringe,
there are many who are doing these events for the 6th, 7th, 8th, and some even more than 10 years. And then we always get some people who are doing solo shows and things like that in bars and cabarets. It's always sort of a mishmash and a mystery of what's actually going to surface.
In contrast to the wide-open, unvetted Fringe, the Live Arts Festival selects work from the local, national, and international scene. This year, shows from Canada, Australia, and Japan are included. Pig Iron Theatre, New Paradise Laboratories, and Brian Sanders' company, Junk, are among the Philadelphia artists represented. Nick Stuccio says the festival also aims for variety in form and scale.
Large work that we'll put in a theatre, like this year's Sequence 8, this giant circus show from Montreal. And then we do little tiny shows, like we're doing a show by Headlong Dance Theatre called This Town is a Mystery. It takes place in four row homes.
Headlong created the show to be performed by four families in their living rooms.
Audience members buy a ticket, and you are required to bring a potluck item for dinner. So you see the 30-minute show on their couch, and afterwards you go in the dining room and you have dinner with the family. The artist is involving the public directly in the work.
The public is also involved in the creation of another live art show, Canadian choreographer Sylvain Aimard's large ensemble dance, Le Grand Continental, first taught to and performed by around 60 people in Montreal in 2008. He then took the concept to Mexico City, then New York City, increasing the number of dancers and adding city-specific sections along the way. Rehearsal director, Philadelphia choreographer Sarah Gladwin Camp, says the resulting multi-part work incorporates a variety of musical and movement styles.
Cumbia is very sensual, and there's all these little roly movements and hand gestures, and you know, go-go is big and upbeat, and there's a lot of movement up and jumping. So each section kind of has its own flavor and different challenges, and here in Philadelphia they've added the Philly Soul section.
The 30-minute work will be performed outside at the bottom of the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
There's some exciting space things where the whole group will all expand and contract. Like, there's things you can only do when you get this quantity of people together.
How many people? In Philadelphia, the dance has grown to around 160, and they've been rehearsing all summer. Among them...
My name is Bobby Block. I am a corporate trainer and a theater artist. I run an improvisational theater company called Tongue and Groove, and I really wanted to do something that I would rehearse and rehearse and rehearse and get to perform.
My name is Lisa Marie Rank, and I work at a law firm. And I'm also kind of a performance junkie. Any opportunity to perform, I jump right in.
My name is Jay Wall. I'm the director of public events for the Kimmel Center. And as a producer of large-scale public events, I thought it would be really great to be in one.
Most are from Philadelphia, but not all.
My name is Mint Bolger, and I am an associate producer for Viacom in New York City. They said tryouts, you didn't need any kind of dancing experience, and I said, okay, this is me. No dancing experience at all.
So how do 160 non-professional dancers learn to move in sync for 30 minutes?
They use all these great metaphors to help us learn the steps.
Metaphors like peanut butter.
So you take just one index finger to one side and move it in a circle as if you're scraping out the last bits of peanut butter from the jar. And so your hips are kind of rocking back and forth and your fingers are scooping out imaginary peanut butter jars on the side.
Or imagine a headache.
Where you put your hand to your forehead many times, they call it headache.
The crocodile is this?
Yeah.
One of my
jellyfish.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure no dancer uses these vocabulary words, but it helps us.
The work is about bringing people together in dance outside their comfort zones.
It's about the spirit of people coming together and dancing in a public place where everybody can see you. There's a great joy and a great energy in that many people coming together and doing the same dance at the same time.
I love seeing the different ages. We have really small kids, like 10-year-olds, who know the steps much better than I do and are always there to help me. He's this one little boy named Ellis, who's adorable, is always like, no, 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 it's your right arm, it's your left arm, bend your right leg.
While Le Grand Continental creates a large spectacle with scores and scores of dancers performing outside for as many people as gather round, Headlongs, This Town is a Mystery, staged in private living rooms, is just about as small in scale as performing art gets. Yet they share a common spirit, says Live Arts and Philly Fringe producing director Nick Stuccio.
So this is about really the citizen artists, and those two works represent different scaled versions of the same thing.
Reaching out in a different way, the much larger Fringe opens its doors to nearly any artist with a show. While most performers are from Philadelphia, this year there are some from New York, Washington, D.C., and Wilmington, and from as far away as Poland and Germany. They'll be performing in varied venues, including a graveyard, galleries, empty buildings, and neighborhood bars. Looking ahead, Fringe director Craig Peterson says there are thoughts of branching out geographically.
Over the course of this year, both Nick and I hope to get out there and talk to some of these cultural organizers. Say in Mount Airy, we could have a Mount Airy Fringe and a Germantown Fringe all taking place at the same time and maybe start really trying to activate different neighborhoods around art making.
The Live Arts Festival and Philly Fringe are different yet complementary, driven perhaps by a common idea that new art, like new seedlings, should be nurtured. Philadelphia, in places refined and parts gritty, has the soil to make such a garden grow.
WRTI's Susan Lewis. This weekend, Le Grand Continental will be performed three times on the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. The Live Arts and Philly Fringe runs through Sunday, September 23rd at venues around the city.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.